All right, it is time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are very happy to be right here, and we are fired up from our dear friends on Truth Talk that just got finished. I tell you what, that was wild, Dr. Angel. Crazy good stuff going on right here on Tantalk Radio Network. Amazing, wonderful word of God coming out. Amazing, wonderful. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister. Glad to be back right now in the seat. I missed it last week being in Indiana visiting and going through two of my grandsons graduating from high school and several parties, family reunions, and all of the above. And it was absolutely wonderful. But I always love being right back here in this seat and ready to bring out the Word of God today and continue on with where our dear friends just left off on Truth Talk. Because it is the Spirit of the Lord is saying some powerful things, Dr. Angel, right now. And I love what they just said. Well, you know, who is your brother? What are you doing about him? Are you taking care of your brother? Are you taking care of your neighbor? And there's so many. We have a life example of that. I'll let you share in a moment, Dr. Angel. But so often we are not doing that. And we need to be reminded of how important it is that we care. We sincerely care about people in our lives, that we are kind. Sweet, kind, and lovely, right? I ended my sermon this morning at Beacon of Hope with that, what my dad used to say to my sisters and I all the time. Sweet, kind, and lovely be. And you know what? That is what we should be doing, Dr. Angel.
Absolutely it is. And I think we miss the mark so much.
All the time we do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just got a report on my desk Friday from the CDC talking about how suicide rates have made a major increase.
You're kidding.
No.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Whoa. That's not good.
No, it's not. But it kind of shows the effects of us not reaching out towards our brothers, our neighbors, others.
Well, so many people feel that they are unloved, that nobody cares whether they are alive or dead, and that nobody checks on them, as our dear friends were just saying. And why don't we? Why don't we go the extra mile to make sure someone's okay if we haven't heard from them, or to stop by with a hamburger for them or a pizza, or, you know, why don't we do that, Dr. Angel?
I really think we kind of get wrapped up in the busyness of life and we don't take that time.
Right. But it's so important.
It's vital.
It's so vital. And because of everything going on in our lives, we have many excuses, I believe. And it was so interesting to me standing here in the control room as I listened to their show, most of it I caught, and being able to know that that was in sync with what I was preaching this morning. And you were there at church, so you can verify this. The preaching on about the Good Samaritan and preaching about caring about others is really where God has us right now in the body, I believe, because there's too much hate-filled stuff on the airwaves. There's too much anger and, you know, just nasty stuff going on.
There's a ton of it. And, you know, and I feel like even in the last couple of years, we are experiencing a lot more division and discrimination.
Yes.
We kind of can justify not loving a person because of their political beliefs or their lifestyle or their religious choices. And that's not what God says in his word.
Well, Jesus never once gave a list of, all right, here, if these people are doing this or have this going on in their life or they're divorced or whatever the case may be, then you can be as nasty to them as you want to be. I mean, did Jesus ever say anything like that?
Not at all. There's no exclusions. Just yesterday, I was reading on social media, and this woman was posting how she went through a divorce recently and how judged she had felt by everybody, and nobody was supporting her, and they were letting her know that her decision was terrible and she was ruining her life, and how depressed that made her, that nobody in her world was supporting, just loving on her.
Exactly. And a lot of times, it's because people think they know what's best for you, or they think, Okay, well, God doesn't. How many times have I heard in my life God hates divorce? Of course he does. He hates a lot of things. But God also has called us to peace, and he's called us to live in love and unity with our brothers and sisters and with everybody that we run into. We're not supposed to be the instrument of their change. I mean, we are not to be the one that screams and yells at them about whatever the case may be, especially those close in your life.
Absolutely. You know? That's not our job. It's not our role. And too often, too many people take it as their job. And they're so worried about what everyone else is doing. And they don't even concern themselves with what they're doing that needs to be fixed and corrected, right. You know, to live that godly character. And we can't do that. We can't afford this.
No. And we've got to realize that our relationship with God is personal. And we've got to work on that. And we've got a great show ahead today. We're excited to be back on the air and excited to be the segue right here from that wonderful show that just preceded us. And so, with that said, dear Lord, we thank you and praise you from the bottom of our hearts for this opportunity to be on the air today with our dear listeners scattered around the globe. Lord, you have made this possible. You make it possible every week. You get the honor and glory. We give you all the praise for all that's going to be accomplished in the next couple hours. Lord, it is a joy to be right here in these chairs and to be able to speak boldly of your grace and your love and your mercy for all those that tune in today or tune in later to hear this show. And so, Lord, because of our gratitude to you, we open our mouths wide and sing your praises and talk about you today because we know you are good and you love us so very much. Great is the Lord by casting crowns. Listen to it. Enjoy it. Clap and sing along if you want. God bless you as you listen.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope and you restore every heart that is broken. Sing it to him. Great are you, Lord. 'Cause it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
You give life, sing it out.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out.
Shout your praise, our hearts will cry.
these bones will sing. Sing it. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.
Praise God. I love that song. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, mighty God. And we want to do that all the time, as often as you can, or as you're driving down the road, as your feet touch the floor, when you wake up. Lord, it's your breath in my lungs. I praise you. Great are you, Lord. Nan, you got a poem right there. Nan's with us in the studio today, and we're glad she is.
Yes, I do. It is I who lives within you. I lead you in what you're to do. I give you the life that you live. It's my strength that I give. You may have a broken heart, but of your healing I will start. Praise me with all that is within of this act you need to begin. I am with you in all things. Restoration to you I will bring. So praise me with all that is within of this you need to now begin.
Oh, that's good.
I love the restoration thing. I really love the restoration thing, because a lot of people are listening, are hurting, and they have things happening, and things happen bad, and things happen wrong, but yet God is just encouraging them today. He will restore.
And he does. And our slogan for Beacon of Hope has been, for the whole 17 years that we've been around as a ministry, the slogan has been, where the word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And what we're all about is talking about the word, is playing music that will draw you to Jesus, trying our best to just get you to a place where you want to know him better, and also where your life takes on more meaning, because you begin to realize the importance of your attitude towards those around you, which is a great segue from this show right before us, and how important it is to become our brother's keeper, to understand that God wants us to care about each other, that it's important. Megan's going to be along here in just a few minutes. Angel, there's so many times that we hear these horrendous things that happen in life, and you just told me that this awful murder-suicide is somebody that we know. And
yes.
I did not know it till right before going on the air. Well, actually, I know the mother of the girl that was murdered. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, and that was just it. You know, things like this are horrible tragedies, and we don't know, we can never predict when something like this is going to happen. And, you know, I know that mother is really dealing with a lot of hurt and, you know, guilt, because, you know, she's had to set some boundaries and wonders if that contributed to things that happened with her, or she should have seen it coming, you know, and she's going through that horrible stage of what did she do wrong? And,
sure.
You know, it's not, it's life. And we live in a fallen world, and things like this happen, which is why we need to stay connected.
Right. So you know the person. I know her distantly, but know who she is. And this is her daughter that was murdered the other day. and her whatever he was, boyfriend. It was a murder-suicide. And they were not found for several days, right?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So a friend didn't hear from them and called a wellness check from the police, and they were found.
So, you know, and which goes right along with what we're talking about how important it is to stay involved with people in our lives. No, you can't know everybody, and you can't know everything about everybody. But, Megan, you're joining us, right, from that wonderful cold area, maybe hot, in Michigan right now?
No, hi.
Hi.
It's not hot up here. It's a blistery 61 degrees.
It's what? How many?
It's a blistery 61 degrees.
Oh, wow. 61, you just said, in Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. I think we're about 91 today here, but... Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I say that sarcastically.
Okay. Well, Megan, we're so glad you joined us. You're such a vital part of this radio team. And Megan, this morning at Beacon of Hope, I taught on the Good Samaritan. We'll probably go back there in a little while. We're going to start here with Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. And it's so important that we all realize that we're in each other's lives for a reason. And somebody even said that a moment ago on the other show about a reason for the season, you know. And there's so many times that we go through times in our lives where we feel alone, where we feel like nobody cares about us, or we feel like our life is not of much value. And to those out there listening today, because this show is for those out there, even though we're communicating with each other here, but our ministry here is to get the word out to those that are hurting, that have needs. And Megan, what would you say to those out there that maybe perhaps today are feeling alone, maybe they're not sure of their eternal life, whether or not they're going to be able to go to heaven? Maybe life is just being really difficult for them right now.
Well, and I can tell you, I can relate. I've been one of those myself. But I'll tell you, there is a creator, the creator of you, your father, that wants to bring you into an eternal life and show you that despite the season that you're in, that you can have joy, peace, and grace every day of your life.
Yes. Yes. Amen. And you know, through whatever we're going through, God's grace is sufficient. Paul talked about the grace of God. And a lot of times we translate that as unmerited favor. But I love what Graham Cook, how he translates the word grace. It's so cool. Some of you may want to grab a pen and write it down. God's empowering presence, that's within us, that allows us to rise up above all that we are not to become all that he is. I'm going to say that one more time because that's a lot right there. But God's grace, when we sing about amazing grace, it's because God within us allows us to do exploits for him. He allows us to rise above the situations in our life that are really dragging us down, or the pain or the hurt that any of us might be enduring today. God's grace is defined so well by this sentence: God's empowering presence that allows us to rise up above all that we are not to become all that he is. God's grace is the answer for you, dear listener. It's all about the greatness of God in our lives. Dr. Angel, talk about that, will you?
It's pretty amazing. Amazing grace is definitely perfect words for that.
Right.
And I think, you know, we have a hard time with that, you know, accepting that grace and knowing it's there, you know.
Right.
A lot of times we're not super graceful with the people in our lives, or patient with them. And it's hard for us to fathom that, you know, the perfect sovereign Lord has so much grace for us, and it's perfect grace, and it's enough grace.
Oh, it is, isn't it? And here in Romans 5:20, Paul is talking about all that passing laws against sin did was produce more lawbreakers, okay? So often we get bogged down with our failures, our sin, our issues we don't seem to be able to come out of. And Paul said, the more laws that were passed against sin, the more people sin. But sin didn't and doesn't have a chance in competition. Now, here's the phrase, Angel and Megan, I want to talk about. Sin has no strength against this. Listen to this in the Message Bible. The aggressive forgiveness we call grace. The aggressive forgiveness we call grace. When it's sin versus grace, grace wins hands down. All sin can do is threaten us with death. And that's the end of it. Grace, because God is putting everything together again through the Messiah, invites us into life. Now, here's where we get to the theme of this show and the series we're in right now, Forever Home. Grace invites us into life, a life that goes on and on and on, world without end. In other words, grace invites us to eternal life. Talk to me, Megan.
Well, you know, that one word, grace, can change your entire world.
It can.
And it's God's grace, because the aggressive forgiveness that scripture is talking about is that no matter what you have done, you will be forgiven and your past cannot define you. That right there should be enough to catch somebody's attention today from this show.
Right.
That if you're on the down and out, if you feel like a Debbie Downer, there is one word that will change your life, and that is the grace of God.
Amen. Woo! I've heard it defined, and maybe you too have too, as an acronym, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. And I like that too. Because God wants us to live in the blessings that he has provided for us. He does not want us walking around in sickness, despair, depression, discouragement, defeat. That is not from God. That's from the devil. And the devil wants you, dear friend, to be so down and out. All these, you notice, are beginning with D. I'm noticing that right now. The devil, down and out, depressing, discouraging, all of this. That's what it is, Dr. Angel. It's so depressing to be thinking that you have no hope in this life, which a lot of people do not feel they have much hope.
You're correct about that. A lot of people really do feel pretty hopeless. And that is a lie. That's not true. There
it's a
is
lie.
Hope beyond hope, and that hope is found in God and Jesus and his ability to love us in spite of us and to pour his grace out and his love out for us. We just have to be willing to, you know, take it and accept it.
Absolutely. We got to walk in. It's amazing grace, right?
Absolutely.
And how often we know that song, but we don't understand how it applies to our lives. We hear it sung at funerals. We hear it sung at church sometimes, that saved a wretch like me. But it is God's grace. It is his empowering presence in our lives that causes us to rise up above all that we are not to become all that he is. Talk to us, Megan. Woo! Oh, I am fired up, Megan, by the way. I just want you to know, I'll warn you, because you weren't at church with us. We had a full house. We had somebody sitting in the kitchen today.
Woo!
Angel's son was sitting in the kitchen today, Megan. We were packed out the door.
Well, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, when I get on the radio or I'm in church, I get fired up. So if I get loud and rowdy, it's just the Holy Spirit.
That's all right. We'll let you.
All right.
Angel and I are really quiet, so we'll let you be the rowdy one.
You know, a question for the listeners is, what good is it doing you to stay in the depressed state that you're in?
Okay.
It's not giving you quality of life. There's quality of life through the forgiveness and the grace of God. And it's time to step out of your comfort zone and start today by learning what God's grace is, especially listening to this radio show, is that it's time to step out of your comfort zone to claim your peace.
Mm.
And in grace comes peace.
Oh, yeah.
And without peace, you know, your life is completely chaotic. You know, you think that you have control over everything that's going on, but I'm here to tell you, no, you don't. God's in control, and it's time to surrender that control and surrender that worry and that depression that the devil is oppressing you with, and it's time to learn about the grace of God.
I agree. And Megan, you know, so often people get used to things in life. They become normal to us, Angel. I mean, we can just think, well, I've always been depressed. My mother was depressed and my aunt's depressed. And, you know, our whole family's just had it rough and we never got a break. And, you know, nothing ever good ever happens to us, you know. And that can become such a mindset, Angel, that it is all consuming for some people, and they don't see that there's more to life than that habit pattern of being depressed, discouraged, defeated.
Oh, it's funny you bring this up, because this was the chapter I was working on in my book today.
Whoa.
So,
Whoa.
And it's true. They, like, wear it. Like, this
yes.
is a badge of, this is my family's depression, or, you know, some hurt that happened early
like
in their life.
Like a badge of honor.
Letting it, you know, chain them down
right.
and hold them back.
Yeah. And you know what? In our own strength and in our own lives, we have a lot that we can get depressed about, discouraged about. You know, the way that some people behave, the way our work situations are sometimes, or the way our family dynamics are, or whatever the case may be, money, jobs, whatever. We can get to that point where we'll get very discouraged. But God is all sufficient. And Paul was said in 1 Corinthians, his grace is sufficient for me. Right, Megan?
Yes, ma'am. You're right on. And, you know, part of the picture here, too, is surrounding yourself with people of peace.
Oh, that is a huge point right there. Surround yourself with people of peace, right? That's
yes.
what you just said.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
And because those people will teach you and help you model the behavior of grace.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that no matter the circumstance, no matter how depressing it is, no matter how bleak the future is to you, there is hope in God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm only 37 years of age, but I can tell you right now that there is only one way to live, and that is to be a child of the King.
Right.
Because I know that no matter what I face, no matter what's thrown at me, no matter what person tries to step in my way, that God has got my back.
Amen. And therefore, we need his grace, which is, I'm going to repeat it one more time because I know people are trying to write it down, God's empowering presence that allows us to rise above all that we are not to become all that he is, which allows me and tells me and prompts me, since this was not a song I was going to play on this show today, but it is now, People Need the Lord by Avalon, and don't we ever.
Oh, every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. I think
Praise God. We need you, Lord. We need the Lord. People need the Lord. Love that song by Avalon. Nan's got a poem here. God inspired just now.
Just now. It's pretty powerful. You need me in your life to help you with all of your strife. I know that you're in pain right now, but please know that you have my power. I will see you through what you face by my awesome, wonderful grace. I am the one who will see you through. Now here's what you're to do. Read my word with an open heart. If you don't do such, you need to start. Offer praise and worship unto me. It will help to make you feel free. Share with me what you need, then of my direction heed. Diligently read my words to you. Despite appearances, you will make it through. I love you with an everlasting love.
Oh, that's such a good poem. I love the way the Holy Spirit inspires those angels. I was just sitting here watching you watch her, and that was amazing, wasn't it?
It really was amazing.
Yeah, just so right on. So thank you, Nan, for sharing that. We're going to 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse 10. I'm sorry, 7. We're going to start with verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. If you're just now joining us, we're talking today about the fact that we have a forever home. We're still in our series about heaven. We do have a forever home, but we have prep to do. We have preparation to do right here, right now, to prepare us to be able to help others find that forever home, heaven. It's not just reserved for a little tiny club, you know. This is for everyone who will receive Jesus. Remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, you're one of the whosoevers, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but again, have eternal life. Eternal life, heaven, is for all of us. 1 John 4, 7, all of us that want it, all of us that will receive what God has for us in the form of salvation. 1 John 4, 7, my beloved friends, let us continue to love each other since love comes from God. You know what? God so loved the world, we just said it, that he gave, all right? It comes from God. Love comes from God. And when people start into a religious mode, so to speak, and they're full of hatred and condemnation, and they stand in pulpits and condemn people groups, and they scream about this or that divorce or whatever the case may be, then they're not walking in love. And love comes from God. God is love. For God so loved the world. Megan, talk to us. People are different. They're not all alike, right?
Of course. And God made us all individuals, and we all think our own certain ways. And, you know, God's not out to change the way we think. He's out to change the way that we view life. He's out to change the way that we love others. And, you know, when he sent Jesus here to be the last and final sacrifice for every sin that you can ever imagine, that should speak the biggest volumes to people that have never heard the word of God, that there was a lamb sent here to finalize eternal life, and that was Jesus Christ. And it's time that we stop so much hatred, because this world is just overflowing with it. And we should be the ones that want to be the light and be the ones that want to spread the love, you know, despite the way that we're treated. And that's what's so amazing about God's love, is that it can overcome the imaginable.
Well, yes, right. Because so often we have had what we would call bum raps in life, right? We've had things that have happened that have been horrible, or, you know, that have been devastating, or, you know, all of the things that can happen in life. I don't even want to enumerate them, but there's tons of them. And so often people that are the weakest, that have been bombarded with awful things happen in their lives, are the ones that are talked about, the ones that are treated like, oh, well, you did something to cause that. God's getting even with you. Talk to us, Angel.
Wow, you hit the nail on the head there with that, because unfortunately, that's their experience, and they're the ones that need that support, and they need that encouragement, and they need love. You know, when we've gone through difficult times, you know, we're vulnerable, and we just need, you know, to feel loved and accepted, and, you know, to have that hope pumped into us. And a lot of times the church misses the ball and, you know, casts condemnation and, you know, blame and all kinds of other negative things. And we've got to stop.
We have to stop.
You know, I was just talking to a friend this week, and the friend that's helping the girl who lost her daughter. And I'm like, the best thing you can do is just be with her.
Yes.
And we need to start being.
Right.
And stop judging and stop.
Oh, amen. We need to be the light and the salt that God, Jesus told us to be, right?
Absolutely, we need to be the light. And I think when we have the light, it is so dark in our culture that the light is so beaming when it happens because we're not used to seeing it.
And in the name of God, people are so judgmental in this day and age. From pulpits across the nation, hate is preached. And it's wrong.
It's very wrong. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I feel like the hate just keeps changing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of started ushering in. You know, I can remember as a little girl, you know, there were certain things we were taught were super wrong. And, you know, and it's not. It was, you know, prejudice against certain people.
Yes.
And that's not how God is. God created us different on purpose.
God's not racist.
He's not. And he loves his creation.
That's right.
And we need to love his creation.
Oh. I'm in the second line of 1 John 4:7. It says, everyone who loves is born of God. Now, that's very important, because if you feel that you are a born again believer, that you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life, and you hate, and you're full of bitterness and resentment, and you don't love people, it says right here, everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. Now, it begs the question, Megan, these people, these haters, especially religious haters, they give God a bad rap. These religious haters that want to say God hates this, God hates that, God hates you, God hates that one. I'm going to read this sentence again, Megan. I want your take. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. I'll read the next sentence too, then get to you, Megan. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. And those are not my words. Those are the first four lines of 1 John 4:7. And you can't get much clearer than that, Megan. I know I'm on a soapbox today, because I believe what we're talking about here and so strongly. Talk us, Megan. Talk to us.
There is no chapter in the Bible that lists every hatred of God. Because I'm here to tell you, that doesn't exist. Because love trumps all. And if you have
someone in
your life or a figure of authority that claims that they are a Christian, that they, you know, that they believe in the Almighty, but yet they are throwing hatred out of their mouth, you better step back and say, whoa, Jesus, we need to pray for this person, because This is not who you are.
Right.
Someone is falsifying the love of God. And you can't love and have hate in the same sentence. It doesn't work.
I agree. I totally agree. And you know, I just got some texts from somebody listening, and here's what it says. How do I stay positive when surrounded by people and life's negatives? It's easy to get caught up with negative attitudes and thoughts. Church helps me, makes me better. Love the positive praising and singing. It strengthens me, is the essence of what this person is saying. Angel, this is it, right? We've got to take steps to surround ourselves more with people who are on the same wavelength, who love God with all their heart and love their neighbor, you know?
Yeah, it goes back to what I say a lot is what we feed grows.
Yes.
And what we starve dies. And that is so true, especially in our spiritual world. You know, and when we're seeing things negative, we've been feeding the negative too much. And so we need to start starving that and looking for the positive, getting connected with uplifting and encouraging people, getting in the Word of God, listening to our worship music, writing His promises and truth so that we can be reminded and feed the positive and the
truth. You gotta feed it. And you know, it's too easy to be lulled into a, I'll read my Bible tomorrow, mm-hmm. or I'll sing praises next week, or I'll do it just at church from 10 to 11, or whatever the case may be. It's too easy to get lulled into a complacency where putting God first in our lives, praising Him, learning about Him, studying the Word becomes a priority. And in so many lives, it is not. Megan?
I agree with you on that. And to answer that person's text message is that put God first every morning, all day long. Don't let the devil use people to get to you
right.
to knock you down. You've got to stay in the Word. You've got to maintain your praises all day long. It's not, just like Pastor said, it's not a temporary thing. He deserves our praises, and I wish I had time to do this 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
I hear you. It's wonderful, isn't it? Mm.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get home, and I'm talking about heaven, because mm-hmm. when I get there, that's all I get to do, and I am so excited that that's coming. But
yeah.
back on the topic is that if we don't deviate away from those people that are sucking us in to drama, hatred, doing things that don't evoke the love of God, then we're dragging ourselves down and we're allowing the devil to pull us down into the pit where he wants us. And we have to learn through our walk with God that the more that we meditate on the Word, the more that we strengthen our spirit, the more we're going to recognize those people that walk around on this earth that want to drive hatred into our life.
Exactly.
And when we're able to recognize those people, we don't want anything to do with them because we don't need that in our life.
And I couldn't agree with you more, but I also know that the pull of some family members, the pull of some work associates, the pull of some people in our own household, perhaps, is very strong sometimes, Angel. And it's hard to take a stand and say, you know what, I'll talk to you about this in an hour. I've got to go to sit someplace and talk to God about whatever. You know what I mean, Angel? I mean, it takes some backbone to stand up to some people sometimes and say, let me pray about that. And not just mean, yeah, okay, I'm going to pray for you. No, I'm talking about, let me pray about this problem and let me get back to you. Because in that prayer time, we can have our attitudes changed, right, Angel?
Oh, absolutely we can. And you're right, it does. It takes courage to be able to stand up and stand up, you know, for what God has called us to do, which is, you know, walk in peace and love. And sometimes we're not quite there, and that's okay. You know, God is changing us day by day, and we're constantly growing, and we need, you know, that if we're not there, then we need to ask God to help us get there.
We got to get to know Him, you
yes.
know, and we're going to go over some scriptures on that in the second hour that we talked about this morning in our service. But if you don't know somebody very well and you need to get to know them, you spend time with them.
Yes,
right?
You do.
Right? You and I do the Thursday night show. I'm going to let you talk about it in a minute. But one of the reasons I think our Thursday night Go Yard show is successful is because we're friends. We sit, we talk, we share our thoughts about a subject that we're going to talk about. And it's not like we're just reading something out of anything. No, this comes from our heart. And you got to get to know somebody's heart, you know? And we need to learn the heart of God. Comment on that before we do the song, then we'll get back to Megan.
Getting to know the heart of God takes time. You know, you got to put together time to spend with Him and His Word and praises and you know, with other people who believe in Him. And
yes.
That is how we get to know Him.
Woo! Home. We're going home someday, forever home. Are you going with us? Because God has prepared a place for you. Love this song. Could play it all day. Makes me just wanna shout.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering. There's a better place waiting for me in heaven. Every tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace. In heaven, I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home where every fear.
Are you on your way home? Is that where you are? You know, sometimes I get a phone call from somebody. Say, where are you? Well, I'm on my way home. You know, guess what? We need to be thinking about that. We're on our way home, Megan. Talk to us. Don't you love that song, Meg, by Chris Tomlin? Woo! Love it.
Oh, I do. I was in the background singing.
I was too. Yes.
Make sure I muted my phone.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
You know, yes, I'm going home. And like I said earlier, I can't wait. But I think a lot of us need to change our perspective that we need to live here on earth like this is heaven. Because we're here. God wants us to spread his love. God wants us to be full of joy. And he wants to give his grace so that we can
Amen.
Spread that wherever we go.
Amen.
And I'm just sitting there listening to that song. I was, this was last week, I was kind of down in the dumps. It happens to all of us because of life's hassles. And the only thing that I could even get out of my mouth to ask the Lord was, I said, Jesus, how did you do this? And what I meant by that was, how did he survive being a human? And then I heard that little voice, and he said, the only way I survived was because of my father. And
wow.
That's dead on. I mean, that just, and then it's like, and then you just lose it because it's like, oh my gosh, you know, here I am and my, I'm just this little human and I'm having this having this panic attack, freaking out, which we all do. And it's totally normal. It's okay. But we have to realize that despite those circumstances, that in those moments that we need to reach out. And even if the only thing we can say is Jesus, help us, is that we know that if we just be still and we call on him, that he is already there. He's right
Amen.
There and he's willing and ready to comfort us.
And, you know, that is exactly right. And there are so many times, Megan, when we lose sight of that, it seems, in our lives. You know, we just get so caught up in our own stuff, you know, and our own problems. And when we get to the point where we need God, we need his love in our lives, and we need to be showing that love, it's that thing of what you sow, you reap. And when you sow love into other people's lives, and when you spend time loving God, when you're spending time talking to him and praising him and giving him glory and thanks, it changes our attitude. Don't you think, Meg? Talk to us about that.
Oh, it does. It can bring us out of the darkest situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, turn the negative into a positive.
Right.
Because when we pray, when we step back and say, God, I'm not going to worry about this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I'm not strong enough. Well, I'm here to tell you what, he is. And the amazing thing is when you can finally feel like that you can relax, when the peace of God washes over you,
yeah,
that's when you're able to see all of the little things that God is doing to orchestrate your life to make things better. And, you know, it's through those trials that God wants us to grow. That's why we have those things. That's why they happen. And, you know, it's not that God is punishing us, because I'm going to tell you, I didn't have a child pass away because I was being punished.
No.
That's just something that happened, but it drew me closer to God, and it gave God a chance to work on me.
Yes.
And it gave God a chance to show people the power that he has in our lives and how much peace and grace can fall on such a horrible situation.
Amen. And for our listeners out there, we want you to stay tuned, because we have a whole lot more to talk to you about and God's love and his grace in this show. Dr. Angel, talk about our Thursday night show you and I do right here on this network, TanTalkNetwork.com.
Okay, well, we have Go Yard. It means hitting the home runs in life. It's a life coaching, self-help kind of show. You can call in and join us and add your comments or questions. It's with me, Dr. Angel, and Mama Mac, and it airs at 6
That's
p.m.
Me.
It airs at 6 p.m. on Thursdays here on this network. And so come join us. You know, we hit a lot of really wonderful topics, and we're just out here to help people live the best life that they can.
While I cough, talk about the podcast, how they can find it.
So all the shows of Go Yard are podcasted. You can find it right here on this network's website under Go Yard, or you can go to our website, goyard2014.org. There all our shows are, and they're titled, so you can find the show that will meet your need when you have the need.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Angel. So that's every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. Megan, if you'll talk about our Facebook post here a minute while I get more water. I've been on vacation the last 2 or 3 weeks, in that I've been in Indiana with grandkids and kids. So there haven't been any Facebook posts from me for 3 or 4 weeks, but we'll get back to it here in the next week or so. But Megan, do talk about them, because there's tons of them right now on my page, Facebook, and Beacon of Hope Ministries. There's like, 70 of them, probably, maybe 60, I don't know.
Well, it's awesome, because Pastor pops on Facebook, and if you become friends with her, you actually get notified that she's actually went live, and it'll send you a notification. But Pastor comes on, and she does anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes of teaching the word. And it's always at the at the best time. And I say that because whenever you catch them is the best time. It doesn't matter if you catch them when she's live or if you go pull them up from her Facebook page or from the website's ministry. They're going to minister to you, and God's going to get what word you need to hear to you in whatever fashion that he sees. But those Facebook posts, they always bless me because it's always something that I need to hear at that certain time.
You know, we pray about those, what to do, but they're practical Christian living, you know, and to cross barriers with people who do not know much about the Bible, it's about practical living. So catch it on Marcia McAllister posts or Beacon of Hope Ministries posts. It's the lighthouse with a lot of colors in it. So go there, and that'll keep you busy for a long time listening to all those. Anyway, our website is www.bohmglobal.com. If you go there, go to the bottom of the first page, you'll see a tab. You can go to radio broadcasts, and you can find hundreds of shows. Girls, we are going to, on September 23rd, mark your calendars, have our 600th radio show right here on Sunday afternoon, September 23rd, and all of our radio team members that are scattered around the United States will at least say hi and give us a little word of encouragement that day. Coming up September 23rd.